Fishing for some advice? Call Shep now at 609-927-1100.
All right, Shep, talking fishing on air back here in News Talk 1400 WOND.
Several years ago, I contacted the Audubon Society when this beach replenishment was really getting ridiculous, and the bird life on the beach was non-existent. And I just got a uniform letter back saying thank you for your...
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks?
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks, right? Yeah.
Get an environmentalist hooked up with all this, I mean, an environmental scientist.
If you look at Stockton, the environmental scientists are in conjunction with the Army Corps. I probably shouldn't have said that, but
no, every week, Bill. That's some good stuff that you said there.
There's nobody doing studies on the impact, the negative impact of beach replenishment. I'll put it that way.
Well, you got those studies look up there, Bill.
Those studies are non-existent.
Yeah. All you got to do is look at it, though. You could see.
Less than 6 months is gone.
All right, Rocco from Brigantine, what's up with you?
Hey, listen, and when we talk about looking for environmentalists who could potentially help in this case, I'm going to say what Bill didn't want to say, because somebody would probably put a hit out on him, and instead I'll take the hit myself. The Coastal Research Center in Stockton, they're well paid by all these towns. They are well paid. They're on the payrolls of these small towns. And with all due respect, Stuart Farrell has always sided with developers and with building. Yeah. And he, unfortunately, cannot tell you the truth. And I hate to say that, but I believe that is true.
Oh, baby.
Mm. Thank you.
Hot off the press.
Took Bill right off the schneid on that one, my brother.
Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker.
There you go.
All right, Rocco, thanks, pal. Call back every now and again, will you? Come on in here one of these days. Bill Shillingford, Noel Feliciano. Bill came up with a pretty cool idea.
Land fishing access in New Jersey is the worst on the East Coast. There's just the lack of accesses is ridiculous. And old accesses that we've had in the past, particularly in Cape May County, they're all shut down. The piers are all wooden. The old wooden bridges, used to be piers, and they've shut them all down. And there's I cannot find any effort to replace them. So land-based fishing in Cape May County is pretty much non-existent. Corson's Inlet, there's some fishing there. And you got the 8th Street Jetty in Avalon. You got something going on there.
Yeah, that's pretty dynamic.
But the if you look at the states north and south of us, they all have well produced
and preserved
fishing access.
Jetties,
They have jetties. They have running water. They've got.
Yeah, you go on the ferry and go and pull into Delaware, and they got the three or four
you get on the Lewis, and they got that huge jetty, a huge pier out there got. It's got a restaurant and everything else there, but Jersey doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And you've got spots on the South Jersey coast that could be very productive. On the Delaware Bay, you got numerous accesses that could be productive.
Yeah.
Dragging a kid out on the Delaware Bay in the mud, trying to catch a fish, that's tough. But you have a pier, it's going to be productive.
Yeah.
And we just don't have them in the state of New Jersey, and it aggravates me no end. Yeah. The regulations prevented it from being rebuilt and all that other nonsense, and we lost a great spot there.
Yeah.
And the Avalon Pier, it's a private pier, and I think they've extended that a little bit, but till they extended it, it was high and dry on low tide. The South, Cape May County is really lacking in fishing access, particularly for land-based fishing access.
Yeah. Include Atlantic County with that, too, Bill. And we took a ride the other day and trying to look for new fishing spots for me. Because so many spots, they've been there, but they lack to maintain it.
Yeah, right, right.
Brigantine Bridge, good example. Harriside, because the casino's on there, they actually revamped that. But the other side, it's fallen in the water.
Right.
And somebody's got to be looking at the same thing we're looking at.
Yeah.
And if they don't put no money into it and make it like a destination for crabbing and fishing, and that's one of the best spots there is to go fishing, you can't go there no more.
Yeah, I know.
And we keep losing and losing and losing.
Yeah, we do.
And once you lose it, it does not come back.
It doesn't come back. That's a fact.
Find something else to do with it.
Are you saying it doesn't ever come back, or it just takes a long time?
I don't know any of that come back. I can't think of any of that come back once they've closed them down.
Yeah,
the other thing that's destroying the Cape May County is beach replenishment.
Yeah.
They've destroyed. They're destroying the river. They've destroyed all the lumps offshore. The beaches are sterile. You can't find a whole clamshell on a beach down between Sea Isle and Stratford.
Astonishing, Bill.
I mean, it's...
They're feeling it now up in North Jersey, too.
Yeah.
Up in the beaches of Monmouth County, Ocean County.
Really?
They're doing beach replenishment in Lavalette, Manitoba.
Yeah,
and Long Beach Island, I know, a couple years
was,
ago.
It was a different fall up there this year. A lot of small fish here and there, bass-wise. But the larger fish...
Not there.
Not many.
Not there.
Not many at all. No. And it's ever since the Sandy.
Out past the 3 mile limit, right?
I have a picture that I took yesterday.
Well, we're not on TV.
Well, no, which is true. You can still see it on Facebook. Under One Stop ABC.
Right?
And it's a shame to say, 2 years ago, I took this picture and I compared it to yesterday, and they did the beach replenishment in between.
I saw that.
It's exactly the same, and if they don't extend these jetties out,
I know,
and we keep pumping it in,
right.
And it's just the taxpayers are paying, and
nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Wow.
Well, and until they don't put these super jetties with an umbrella up front, ain't nothing going to happen.
What are you telling me about this picture? Let me take a look at it when we're over here.
The problem is that the pumping sand on the beach enriches the Army Corps. They got nothing else to do. But if they put rock jetties out there. You know, they're not going to be able to pump sand every year.
Right.
But, you know, you look at Corson's Inlet and Hereford Inlet, they're shut down because it's all moving sand.
Yeah.
You know, and if they jetty the two inlets on both sides, you know, we'd have a steady current and wouldn't have all that sand.
We were talking about beach replenishment. So after all the beach replenishment projects they've done.
Yes.
The beach looks exactly the same now as it did 2 years ago.
And we haven't had a major storm like Sandy or something like that.
What?
And it's not holding. Yeah. If it's not holding, we got to make it. They got to do something else.
Yeah.
Because keep pumping sand in.
If you look at Atlantic City Inlet, though, I mean, it's jettied on both sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got a big advantage up
there. Yes.
Okay. None of the inlets south, other than Cape May, is jettied on both sides.
Right. Yeah, we have 13 jetties.
So you got the sand, and then the sand just keeps coming southern.
Into the channel.
Ends up in Wildwood, and you got to take a train to get to the water in Wildwood.
That's the
train.
You know, another danger with that I've been noticing, too, has to do with the whole aspect of when they put the beach, when they do this, people walking on the beach, the sand is so soft, and you're out there fishing. You'll sink into the sand.
Yeah.
Try driving it.
It's dangerous.
Baby.
There's a lot of danger there.
Yeah.
So.
I got a couple phone calls.
I guess we got people wound up.
Yeah.
And we've got to get this kind of message to our elected officials, particularly our congressmen. They got to understand that they're throwing money away with this Army Corps beach replenishment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got to hear from us.
The beach replenishment thing, I mean, you know, talk about somebody that's involved in this thing, you know, been a lifelong resident of Atlantic City, of course, born and raised up on New Hampshire Avenue on the beach, and a professional land surveyor, and surveyed the beaches, actually did topographic surveys on the beaches myself, and witnessed all these replenishments in the past 50 years. I mean, my entire life I've been living here. I couldn't agree with you guys more. You know, I've actually spoken with the guys at the Army Corps repeatedly about this. How many times I've watched New Hampshire Avenue Beach get filled in and Mother Nature take it all back in 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 2 months. It's something that is, I think, very detrimental to our ocean front and our bay front as well. As you can well tell, any day you walk down the boardwalk, well, if you can see over the dunes in certain spots, a little bit of 3 or 4 foot swell out in the ocean, you'll have breakers a quarter mile off the beach. They shoaled the whole ocean front.
Yeah.
All this sand that's been pumped up on the beach has washed out to the ocean and down to the south. That's where the sand's going.
And inside our inlets.
Oh, man, that Great Egg Inlet is like halfway closed.
The ecological infrastructure, the inshore wrecks and the piers, has been dramatically affected by this beach replenishment. And it's certainly not improving the situation any. Noel has pointed out the T-headed jetties, as they do down south, makes a huge difference. And I think that that really should be approached by the Army Corps. I don't see them doing the right thing with this beach replenishment now. We're into over 30 years of this, actually. They originally started it out with the sandbags. I don't know if you recall that or not, Shep. Back in the day,
right,
you would fill these polypropylene sandbags that were about the size of a barge up.
Yeah, that's right.
Dump them out.
They built a dune around.
The first storm we had, about four of them were laying on New Hampshire Avenue Beach. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, it's Mother Nature, and that's the way she is. And the rock jetty has a shot. But as far as I'm concerned, and from my experience of watching for at least 30 years, this beach replenishment is, you're wasting your time and an incredible amount of taxpayer money.
Yeah. Well, we like here, we kind of like those T jetties or umbrella jetties or Y jetties or whatever you call them, where they.
Exactly.
They the jetty goes out and then extends on both sides, up and down the beach, and it catches the current.
I'm older than dirt. And I you go back before the 62 storm, we didn't have any beach replenishment. Our beaches changed, every year, some good, some bad. Yeah. But the beach was full of life.
Yeah.
And since beach replenishment, there's no life on the beaches. I mean, you can't even find a complete shell
Coming
anymore.
Right up, right?
We destroyed the lumps offshore. And inshore waters, if you look at the inlets south of Atlantic City, they're all choked with sand that was pumped on the beach.
Yeah, right.
So it's frustrating.
Well, you and I did a little ride on the same day of the wind, when it was real windy one day this week, and took a look. I took a look at Corson Inlet and Great Egg Inlet just for some, and I swear, it was, you could walk across it. You could walk across it. It was unbelievable.
At the toll bridge in Strathmere, you could walk across it.
Yeah.
You might get up to your neck under the draw.
Yeah, was that
full otherwise,
moon?
You can walk across it and not get wasted.
It was that full moon, and then the wind was the next day blowing out.
Yeah.
I blew right. The water was going from
it. All sand. It's all sand from beach replenishment. Yes. Every bit of it.
Yeah. That's
terrible.
The beach buggies and the Jersey Coast anglers and they get involved in some of in a lot of this stuff, and they
New Jersey Beach Buggy Association's having a fishing flea market today.
That's a pretty high powered organization. Those guys, they do a good job.
They must have some.
I've been talking to them about the beach replenishment too, and it's like a broken record telling them, because they're all about the beach, but.
Sure. Yeah, they were the ones who convinced me that jetties are the answer to the problem. It's some years ago.
Well, there's no life around the jetties. There's hardly any mussel growth. Mm-hmm. You don't see starfish on the jetties like you did when I was a kid.
You got to pound the politicians. You got to keep pounding the politicians.
Okay. All right. They're the guys that can do it, though. Those NJBBA guys. Yeah.
Nothing's going to change without their support.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up a New England version of On the Water, and there was a fun fact on there about stripers, that they travel 16 miles a day and 500 miles a month.
Yeah.
You know, they the tagging that you do, Bill, stuff like that. They're able to find out how many miles they travel a day or how many miles they travel a month. I thought that was interesting.
I had one a couple years ago that was tagged off of Corson's Inlet or in Corson's Inlet. And 2 weeks later, was in North Carolina and recaught.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Whoa.
Just a reminder, Bill was a tags fish and releases fish for the American Littoral Society. And we didn't mention that in this program so far, but that's kind of what we're talking about right now. Bill, last word?
Well, if you're upset about fishing regulations and beach replenishment, you got to make yourself known. You got to get to the politicians. You got to tell them what you're unhappy about. Right. And that's the problem we have. I mean, I've talked to enough of them. They tell you, well, we don't hear a whole lot from anybody.